Wednesday the 10th of February, Cough of Rob Fats, Rabbi Yehuda Silver, Scorpions as Big as White Donkeys.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Aleichem Shalom. It's very special to be back. This week's Parsha, towards the end of the Parsha, we review Maamid Har Sinai. Rashi tells us, and Mukdam Mukdam B'Torah, this really took place earlier. So, as long as the Torah itself goes back to the previous Parsha, I think I'll do the same. Anyway, there's a Gemara. The Gemara is in Bava Basa, in Perek HaMechios HaSfina in Dalit. Well, there's a whole list of events that took place with Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, very weird and strange events. And a number of them deal with the fact that he is together with a Taya, a merchant, an Arabian merchant. And the Arabian merchant says to him, Tov ach vilach, come, I'll show you Turud the Sinai. I'll show you Maamid Har Sinai. I'll show you Sinai. So he goes, and he sees that the Har Sinai is surrounded by scorpions, says the Gemara, as large as white donkeys. This needs explanation. So let's see if we can give some insight into what, or at least the Mahalach and what the Gemara is saying. On the Pasuk of Losi Shokach, Advori Mashiro, Einecho, in Boschanon, that you're not allowed to forget Maamid Har Sinai, Yoy Mashiro Amaratul, Lifnei Hashem Lokecho, Bisina. Raki Shomer Lecho, says the Pasuk, Ushmor Nafshecho Miyoit, Pentishkach is Advorim, Asheru Einecho. Just to be careful, lest you forget those things which you see, saw, Upen Yosuru, Milvavcho, Kol Yimechayach. Unless you remove them from your heart all the days of your life. Says the Ramban, that the words pen, yishomer, and al, always represent the loisaseh. So let's hear it again. Rak yishomer lecho, one loisaseh. Ushmor nafshecho meot pen, tishkach esedvorim esherou einecho, lest you forget what you saw. Upen yosuru milvav, three lavi. Not to forget Maamid Har Sinai. You cannot forget those events. And the Ramban himself includes these three lavim as part of the Tayyar. He lists them in the Minyan Mitzvahs. He lists them as part of Tayyar. And he says, Shenimnamnu shelo nimnanu shelo nishkach Maamid Har Sinai v'lo nosur nosiro yisoy mida'atenu. Should forget it. And should be constantly thinking about it. Our heart and our eyes have to be constantly in Maamid Har Sinai. It says, because of that, says the Ramban, and anyone that comes along and even performs a ness, and he in any way tries to refute that which Maamid Har Sinai teaches us, you should know that it's false. Because Einenu, Libenu, Arai saw, Osnenu Shomu, Velozaris, says the Rambam, this is who we are, this is our identity. You can't deny your identity. If somebody were to try to convince you, I don't care how many times he pulls off a nest, and he says to you, this is not you, you're not you, you'll laugh at him, it's not shy, because I have my identity. The identity of a Yid is Maamid Har Sinai. So, if that's the case, then we have to take a look at how we can make that real for us. So let's go back to the beginning of the Parsha last week. Vayisro. Vayishma Yisro. Yisro heard. Says Rashi, Eidishmu Hashem Alba. What did he hear? Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchemes Amalek. Good. Now we all know that this whole hakdoma, this whole introduction to Maamid Har Sinai, was not for Olami. Because that brings the Dibris comes from Shishi. You know, like, this is the parsha of Siris HaDibris. This is the parsha of Kabbalah HaTorah at Sinai. One would have thought it should have its own parsha. I need to hear about it. Yeah, very nice. You so heard. Very nice. And he came. He was Megayer. Very nice. And why was he Megayer? Because of Kriyas Yamsuv and Mechemes HaMolech. When did that take place? Kriyas Yamsuv and Mechemes HaMolech took place in Beshalach. No. So why did you put the whole parsha of Yishma Yisroi into Parshas Beshalach? Why is it here at the preamble to Kabbalah Sater? Obviously, we need to hear this before Matan Torah. So Chazal tell us, the whole world heard, but only Yisro came. So Yisro heard differently. The Zohar says there are very few people, very many people hear things, but very few people take it to heart. And on the mattress right here, on the beginning of the Parsha in Yeso, it says, Yei Shoma V'Hifsid, Yei Shoma V'Niskar. There were those who heard and didn't pay attention to what they heard, and there were those who heard and benefit from it. Who benefited from it? Was Yeso. And it goes into, there's a whole mushel about somebody falls down from a roof and damages his body and he gets all banged up and he broke his limbs and broke his bones and you got to bandage him up. Every limb that was damaged has to be bandaged up. It says not so with the Rabbeinu Shalom. Our whole body can be damaged. Our whole body can be sullied with avarice. Our whole body can be somehow distorted from the way it's supposed to function because of our avarice. And Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to bandage it all up. If you just hatu oznechem, ulchu elai, shimu, usri nafshechem. Just turn your ear. He gave us an ear. If we use our ears properly, that'll fix up everything. So before the Torah tells us what we have to do, the Torah is teaching us how you have to hear. How you have to hear. It's not what Yisro heard or that Yisro heard. It's how Yisro heard. So Zohar, what's proper hearing? What does it mean to hear properly? So those, in order to understand what it means to hear properly, let's understand from those who didn't hear so properly. So the Gemara of Zavokim brings that when Maimon Har Sinai took place, came all Malchei Mizrach Umarav, all the kings of the world. That means all of them, all the leadership of the entire world came, and they were totally confused, they were frightened. So who do you go to for a good answer? You go to Bilam. You go to Bilam. And what did Bilam say to them? So they said, Shem Amabu Bo Loilam, maybe it looks like a fire, Hashem Lamabu Yashov. Hayishem Hashem Melech Loilam, he's going to destroy the world again. Bilam says, relax. It's not going to happen. He promised he wouldn't destroy the world again. He says, yeah, maybe a marble of Mayan. But he said, no, but a marble of Aish, yeah. He said, no, this has nothing to do with that. It's Hashem Oiz Li'amo Yiteng. Hashem is giving Torah to Klal Yisrael. Oy, that's all. It's not Nogeyas. Hashem Yivarech Asamo Yivasholei. Magazun Tavsei. Let them deal with it. It's not us. We don't have to worry about it. So what do we see? Bilam took all the Malchei and Mizrach who were all shook up, ready to hear something right. You know, there was an earthquake, there was a tsunami. And what they do? It has nothing to do with you. It doesn't affect you. This Bilam doesn't hear. It goes even further. With Bilam, we know that he went out to be Mekalel Klal Yisrael. Yeah. So the Rabbi Shem tells him not to go. But he's going anyway. Gets on his donkey, and he's riding to be Mekalel Yisrael. And what happens? All of a sudden, his donkey starts talking to him. He says, what are you doing? And he has a conversation with his donkey. And he says to the donkey, you are my loyal donkey, what are you doing? Now, can I ask you a question? If you were about to go and do something you shouldn't do, place, you got in your car, and you were about to do something you shouldn't do, and you knew it wasn't right, and all of a sudden your car stops in the middle of the M25. Your car stops. You don't know what's going on. Everything seems fine. There's gas, there's petrol, there's everything you need. And as soon as you go out of the car, your car starts talking to you. It says, what are you doing? Now, would you stop and have a conversation with your car? Are you going to talk to your car? Or are you going to say, whoa, Rabbanu Shalom, okay, I won't do it. Bilam, his donkey is talking to him. What does he do? He starts having a debate with a donkey. Because he didn't hear. The world speaks to us all the time. But we don't listen. You know, I was once giving a lecture. I won't call it a Joshua. I was giving a lecture on Tu B'Shvat. No? It's pretty innocuous Tu B'Shvat, right? It's potential and it's all the good things in life. You know, it's growth and expansion and becoming. And I'm giving the lecture and a man in the back of the room raises his hand and he says, Rabbi, I have a question. I says, yeah, what's the question? He says, according to what you say, how do you explain the Holocaust? I looked at him. What does the Holocaust have to do with Tu B'Shvat? Nothing to do with Tu B'Shvat. But see, he had selective hearing. Now, but I found out afterwards, after I spoke to him, I told him I would answer him later, we'll talk. I talked to him, and he was a survivor, and when he saw me standing up there, what was he thinking? He was talking about his brother Chatzko and his other brother Baruch, and he couldn't, that's all he could hear. So people hear what they want to hear, and they disregard everything else. The Gemara tells us that Kol Yom Paskol Yotzei Mehar Chayrev Oy Lehem Lebriyas Alavayna Shel Torah. Whoa to Klal Yisrael, for their to the world, for their insult to Torah. No, how many of you have heard that? Have you heard the Paskol? Have you heard the Paskol? I don't know. I haven't met anybody yet that says they heard the Paskol and says Kol Yom Paskol Yotzei Mehar Chayrev. What's it going out for nobody to hear it? That is, a Paschal is not some sort of a voice coming out there from Shemayim and telling you, I mean you, Rabid. A Paschal is Nishkan, not an angel, and it's none of that. It's Nishkan Malachim. You know what a Paschal is? A Paschal is to look at the world and hear and see the world is speaking to us. Everything that takes place in the world is talking to us. Maimon Har Sinai was a cold Godol Velo Yosef. Constantly there's Kabbalah Satayr. But Albana Shel Torah, we're insulting the Torah, we're ignoring the Torah, we're not paying attention to the Torah. If we don't listen to Maimon Har Sinai, if we're not Mekayim what the Ramban says, Einenu v'libeinu sham kol hayomim, our hearts and our eyes, what does it mean our hearts and our eyes? Our eyes are the way we perceive the world. That's the way we look at things. In our heart is our tithes, the heart is our desire, what we want. Over everything we do has to be directed from Sinai. And if it's not directed from Maimon Har Sinai, if it isn't a direct result from what I see and what I hear and what I feel of coming out of Maimon Har Sinai, then I'm not being Mekayim. And the Paschal is saying to us, Oy lehem lebriyas me'al b'nei shel Torah, what an insult it is to the Torah. How do you insult the Torah in such a way? And this week's parsha talks about an Eved Ivri. The Eved Ivri does what? He stole. Because he stole, doesn't have money to pay back, you sell him to a Talmud Chacham to teach him how to behave like a mensch. Then after the 6 years, he says, no, I want to stay. So you take Verotza, Goyna, Vez, Ozna, Bamatzeya. You come and you pierce his ear. So the Shaila is, why? Why do we pierce his ear? So Chazal, tell us already, Oizen, Shishoma, Bahar Sinai, Loi Signai, the ear that heard you're not supposed to steal, Yirotza, should be pierced. Ear that heard, Kili B'nai Yisrael, Avodim, La'avodim, La'avodim, that Klal Yisrael has to be our only master is the Rabban Shem, and you want to sit and become someone who has another master, Yirotza. Can I ask you a question? Where do you bore it? On the earlobe, yeah? Why the earlobe? Who hears? Who's supposed to hear? The earlobe doesn't hear. It's the inside of the ear that hears, not the outer ear. So that, I don't know, pierce the eardrum or something on the inside. It's not the outside of the ear. What is this, the outside of the ear? The key here is this. The purpose of the outer ear is to funnel the sounds into the inner ear. That all kinds of sounds coming at us, and the outer ear funnels the sound so that we should be able to hear. What does that mean? That means what I'm hearing is noyea me. It relates to me. This Eved, you don't think he heard? You don't think this Eved heard lo signa? He heard lo signa. You don't think the Eved heard that you leave in Israel avodim? He heard it. He just didn't think it was noyea to him. It was noyea to you, not to me. So this Ozan, this ear that didn't funnel the message into him himself, it's also amazing. By Kain, it says, Vayibi Yosem Basode, Vayomer Kain El Hevel Lochid. Yeah, what did he say? Pasuk doesn't tell us what he heard. Stops right there. Vayomer Kain El Hevel Lochid, and that's it. Says Nebuchadnezzar, you know what he heard? He heard the musr that the rabbi said. He said over, not what he said, heard, what he said over was the musr that Hashem gave him. That, you know, in Seiti Seis, in Lo Seiti, is the Pesach Atas Roivets, Atok Tingsholbo, you have to rule the Yetzirah. If not, you're finished. So what did Kain do? He told it over to Hevel. Why did he tell it over to Hevel? Because it wasn't Nogea him, it was Nogea Hevel. He looked at Hevel, he said, what's the matter with you? Why aren't you doing what the Rabbi Shalom wants? The whole Muslim was for you, not for me. And he killed him because he was so such a tzaddik and so full of righteousness. He didn't hear, you know, I don't know how many times I've given a drasha. And, you know, sometimes you have in mind one individual. You know, I mean, that's a, sometimes, you know, you're talking to this guy because I can't tell you a number of times that very person that I was talking to comes over to me and he says, Rabbi, whoa, what a drasha. What if, did you let him have it? You know, like, it's not again me. It's not Nogea. Oh, you know, yeah, it's a good idea. But I don't take it in personally. So I said, Yisro was the first one to say Baruch Hashem. First one to say, Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzil Eschem, Yad Mitzrayim, Yad Paroh, Baruch Hashem. How many times a day you say Baruch Hashem, huh? How many times a day? 50, 60 times a day you say Baruch Hashem. No, it just floats off of our mouth. What was it trying to tell us? Baruch Hashem. Talk about the Gakasha here. Yisroel had to tell us Baruch Hashem. What happened to Klal Yisroel? Klal Yisroel just went through the Nisei Mitzrayim. Klal Yisroel just came through all these magnificent wonders and the flies. The Makas, Kriyas Yamsuf. How come they didn't say Baruch Hashem? Only Yisroel who heard it. So the Zach is Azoi. Klal Yisroel felt, look, the whole concept of bracha is to increase. It should get ever bigger, ever stronger, more powerful. That's what a bracha is. You know, the minimum of multiplicity is two. And barech, the shayrus barech, is two. Beis is two, reish is 200, chof is 20. It's all two, because that's what bracha is, multiplicity. Klal Yisroel said, what? We just experienced a nes. Such a powerfulness. You think it can increase? It can't get any better. It can't get any bigger. I can't increase it. There's no reason to say Baruch Hashem. Comes along Yisroel, and Yisroel says to them and teaches them, you're making a mistake. Because the effect of a nest will dissipate. I don't care how big. It could be Maimon Har Sinai itself. It'll dissipate. Unless you do something to make it ever stronger. How do you do something? You have to concretize it on action. Because I'll say, on the pasuk, Zecher also in the Floisov, that's the whole purpose of the Moyadim. You know why we have a Moyad Pesach? Yeah? Not just to make everybody work hard, so we should feel like avodim. We have a Moyad Pesach so that the Nisim and the Niflos, the Yitzias Mitzrayim, should be real to us here, some 3,000 years later. Why we have a Moed Shavuos? We have a Moed Shavuos because Matan Torah has to be real for us. That's the way we make it real. We can't. Ezecher Osol and Nifloisa. Yeah, sure, it was a miracle. But I don't care how big the miracle, says Yisoy. And that's why he said, Baruch Hashem, Rabban Shalom, I saw this, heard about this wonderful miracle. It should ever increase. It should ever grow. The effect should be ever bigger for me. Yisoy knew how to hear. I saw over from Rebbes, big Rebbes. I saw this in the Nesivah Shalom, but he quotes it many times. On the pasuk Musar Hashem b'ni al timos. So the chayyur, it seems that the Musar of Hashem you shouldn't abhor, you shouldn't altimos, don't reject it. He says that's not the pshat. Musar Hashem. You know what the biggest musar from the Rabban Shalom is? Bini altimos. Don't make yourself someone who is maus. Bini altimos. Don't turn yourself into something where you're not the prince that you should be. You're princes. You're the Bani Matem Hashem Elokeichem. Hashem is the Melech, you're a prince. Bini, Mutar Hashem, Bini, Altimos. Remember that you're a Melech, a Ben Melech. If only we'd know how to listen properly. If only we would take what's happening in the world personally. You know, it says, also I think this is from Rebbe's. Says, Mola ha'oretz kinyonecha. What is the pshat? How do you learn poshut the pshat? Mola ha'oretz kinyonecha. The world is full of things which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has acquired. Kinyonecha. So they say no. Mola ha'oretz kinyonecha. The world is full of ways that you can acquire HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That you can be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we have to do. Mola ha'oretz to be the world every single day. Everything that happens to us, we don't hear it. Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking to us. Not that's the baskol. You know what that baskol is saying? That everything that happens to us, everything that's in our lives, every moment of Hashgacha, when you get the parking place and you say Baruch Hashem, don't just say Baruch Hashem. Understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu was personally involved. And you want that connection to ever increase. Problem is that we hear, but we don't focus on what we hear. All we hear. Yeah, we know that there are wonderful nisim going on every day in Eretz Yisrael. Now I'm coming Israeli now, I can talk about Eretz Yisrael. And miracles are going on every day. Every time they shoot off one of these missiles. Yeah, and it goes, and how many times have you heard that it has fallen in an open field? In an open field, yeah? They made a statistic, the whole Cheshbon I don't have. But this, when they measured how much is open field area, and how much is populated area, if it were merely random, when they're shooting off these things, of course they can't aim it so well, so it's a random shot. So the probability of it falling into a populated area, and there's a probability of it falling into a shetach panui, in an open area. So they measured all the built-up areas in the distance, in the radius of where the thing was, and all the it came out to some staggering statistic of a million billion to one that it should be random. And even when it falls and it goes into a populated area, the damage should be far greater. And no, we hear about it every day. And we say, oh, Baruch Hashem, nobody was hurt. But do we get excited that there was a miracle here? Do we get excited that the Rabbanu Shel Olam is guiding these arrows of destruction? No. Okay. So now that we understand that the only way we're going to hear properly is if we follow the lesson of Yisrael and learn how to be mekabel what we heard at Maimon Har Sinai. It's interesting. The Targum Yonison ben Zeal and the Pasuk right before Shema Yisrael, which says in Tishma'un, I think on Mitzvot, I don't have it here, but you'll see that there's the Lashon Shema beforehand. And there the Targum ben Uziel says that Shema, it says, Vita Uskabilu. You have to be Mekabel. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echol, is Kabolas, O Machu Shamayim. I have to make it part of myself. I have to make it me. I have to know how to be a Mekabel. That's what hearing is. Hearing me doesn't mean that I heard the sounds. But I focus it on myself and I am Mekabel it. Okay, Orbazoi. Let's get back to the original scorpions and donkeys that we talked about, okay? Let's go back. The Gemara in Brachah says that if one is in the middle of davening and a snake coils itself around your feet, You should continue davening. Don't interrupt. No. Anoshim gedolim. However, if a scorpion comes and wraps himself around your feet, then you can interrupt your davening. So the Gra explains like this. The Nachash represents Taiva. That was what the Nachash HaKadmoni was. He was a Taiva. He was giving us Taivas to do the wrong thing, making us think that this is also good, or better, this is good and this isn't good, or this is that which is bad is good and that which is good is bad. That's the Taruvas. Eitz Hadas, Tov, Vara, both. So now I can look at something which is truly good and think it's bad. And I can look at something that is bad and think it's good. That's what the Nachash does for us. So if you're feeling a taiva to do something wrong, he says, a Nachash is around your feet, then what? Continue davening, because that's the way you'll overcome it. He says, but the scorpion, the akrav, says the Gra, represents, you have the word ikor, be'ikor. Akrav is be'ikor. He's trying to tell you to take away the ikor. He's trying to tell you to diminish the ikor, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the yisod of everything. I'm only doing this. I'm only not listening to the Yetzirah because I have a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If that what it's coming to tell you is a distortion in the ikor, then you stop davening. Then don't daven. The Zohar says that akrav is oiker rav. Oiker rav. What is oiker rav? He doesn't accept what the rav teaches him. He's not mekabel. The Nochash only wants to influence us, you know, again, to distort our perceptions of the world. The akrav, that wants to damage the ikir so that we lose our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, how did they leave Mitzrayim? With the whole spoils of everything, that the whole wealth of Mitzrayim. And what was that wealth? It was all chomer. It was all matter. It was all physical things. But what was that for? It was a hachona from Magnet Har Sinai. The chomer, what is chomer? The concept of chomer is it's matter, amorphous matter. It can be shaped in any direction, whatever you do with matter. It's waiting to accept some format, some tzura. It's mekabel a tzura. It yearns to receive a tzura. It's not amorphous matter. It's meaningless. But it has to now be shaped and put into it a proper functioning thing. White, a donkey, is called a chamor. Why is he called a chamor? A chamor is something that moves things from one place to another. It's waiting to be mekabel what the master puts on it and tells him to do. That's what a chamor is. That's the nature of a chamor. Once Tainit that Hilchas Shabbos, so that we know we need Meleches Machsheves. It has to be something that you think about. You have to do something and you have to make a change. Meleches Machsheves. And you have to make a change in the Bria. So therefore, you can take your furniture from second floor to the third floor to the fifth floor, back and forth, up and down, work up a big sweat. And the Maisa, you haven't been Mechal Shabbos. Look, it's not the thing to do on Shabbos. It's not within. But an Isser of Chil Shabbos, there isn't. Because you didn't make any changes. Because there's no tzura to it. It didn't affect anything. You know, now again, in Eretz Yisrael, I understand the pshat nam adoim el chamor. I understand that very clearly, because they're there to do, to move, to bend, to make, you know, dirt and cement and concrete and bring the sand from here to there and there to here. Anyway, that's adoim el chamor. The color white. What's the color white? So we know the color white is always background. It is through the color white that you can see things and write things on it. It's black on white. The white is always the background. In fact, if you spin all the colors in the spectrum around very, very, very fast, what do you see? Get all of them together, you spin it around, and you get white. You'll see white. All the colors, and you spin it very quickly, you'll see white. Because white is what allows the rest of the colors to be seen. And that's the pshat. White donkeys are is Kabbalah squared. be here to be Mekabel. The white donkey, is the Mekabel, the color white is the Mekabel upon which we ride everything. They came to Magen Har Sinai, I expected it to have white donkeys. What does it mean, white donkeys? White donkeys around Magen Har Sinai means that we're ready to be Mekabel and implement everything that the Torah has to say. But if one's white donkey becomes a scorpion, which is the opposite of being Mekabel, it's not allowing yourself to be Mekabel, you won't accept the Tzura, then it's okay, Rav. It destroys what we learned from our Rabbeim, and Har Sinai no longer is the Iker, and we lost it. And we lost the Tzura. Now, the truth of the matter is that we have stopped being Mekabli maybe at the age of 2 or 3. The age of 2 or 3 is when we stop being. Until then, you're Mekabli. Yeah, you're getting everything and you're receiving it and you do what you're told and so on and so forth. But after that, we start doing what we want. And the Nekuda, I believe, of making Maimon Har Sinai real and alive and part of our Eimeinu V'Libeinu Shom Kol Hayomim is to use our years, but in such a way that we're Mekablin, that we're able to learn how to be Mekabel, and to acknowledge that what is being said is talking to me. Too often, we hear it, it makes sense, and we ignore it. And we don't act on it. Yisroel taught us, Baruch Hashem, that you have to concretize it. Do something, it doesn't matter how small it is. But you have a Kabbalah, you hear something, it touched your heart, it made sense to you. Don't just say, oh yeah, that was a nice drosha. Do something about it. And when you do something about it, it becomes real. It becomes the key of what Chazal wanted. And the way Maimon Har Sinai is transmitted through the Doiris. Just like Pesach, Sukkot is transmitted through the Doiris that way, through the Yontif, by making a Yontif, so to everything we hear has to be transmitted in that particular way, by turning it into a lamaisa, and in that way, the kiyum of Einenu V'Ribenu Shom Kol HaYomim will be a reality, and not just something we read in the Ramban.